Before we get to the episode, here's a word from our sponsors.
You guys, hello. You already know it's yours truly, Alaysha Denise. You're tuned into the Confessions of a Lady on a Lady Talks podcast, and we at the shop with it. Oh my gosh, this is nerve-wracking. It's nerve-wracking. I just want to say thank you to Mac for giving me an opportunity to be myself everywhere that I go, relentlessly, boldly. Back to the matter at hand, though. Repeat the question, please.
I was asking, what do you think is the proper way to approach a woman in a club?
Okay, again, these are the confessions of a lady. So as you hear this, this is for me. I know my friends. So how you get to my friends, right? You're yourself. And I say this based on the men that they have married. It also depends. Do you want long-term or short-term? Do you want something that is...
For the sake of the conversation, let's say long-term.
Okay, so... Okay, for the sake... What type of relationship?
Something that can eventually turn into a marriage.
Okay. I can get the stool. Here. Okay. What does marriage look like to you?
What does marriage look like to me? I would just say a team, someone that you can delegate certain tasks that you fall short on to help support you, you know? Someone that can help make you better in places and areas that you may lack in, you know?
Do you know where you lack in already? Like, as a, and this is a woman trying to understand.
Do I know where I lack in terms of character? I don't know. I mean, I find little stuff that I can improve on every day as much as I can, so I don't have anything in the forefront of my mind that I can think of, like, something I really need to work on. I just, for the sake of an answer, let's say my temper. Sometimes I'm not always level-headed, and I can jump the gun a little bit and jump to conclusions, if that makes sense.
So if you sent a woman a drink... Mm-hmm. In a club, what's your goal with the drink? If it's not a water.
Well, let me say this. Let me set the record straight. I don't use that as a tactic. I don't just try to buy girls drinks to start a conversation. If anything, I would try to go with the approach of being myself first and just introduce and say, hey, how you doing? But I already know that most women who go to the club don't really want to be bothered. They try to and have a good time with their friends.
That's true.
But what about the women that do want to be bothered? The ones who, let's just, okay, for argument's sake, want somebody to,
let me rebuttal,
girl, he bought me this drink. Yay.
How can you tell the difference between a girl that wants to be approached and that doesn't?
Exactly. Demeanor, character. A woman's character speaks for her when she's in the room.
That is very much true.
Like, big sis. She don't play no games.
I feel like the thing with my black women, sometimes they don't have the approaching.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
So what does that look like?
At the same time, sometimes they might have that face. It's like, now, and then they be the ones that's very nice and very respectful, but they have that face or that aura.
I will say this. Until you break that ice and get to talk to them and have that conversation, most of their demeanor, like a facial expression, doesn't scream approachable.
So what from a Oh, go ahead.
Question. Now, we're talking about you guys going to offer and buy a drink straight off rip, or are you actually having a conversation with her before? Hey, young lady, would you mind buying a drink?
That's my guy over there. Me? I introduce myself and all that, you know, and then I ask, hey, you want a drink? Then if you want a drink, okay. If not, then we'll keep the conversation going, if there's a conversation going. Now, if it's not, I'm about my way. But I don't just go off the rip, hey, get a drink, because that person might not drink. Or it's like, I don't want to, you know,
Well, I already said this. I don't just buy
drinks.
So
I don't
drinks.
Just go buy and drink.
I don't approach off like, oh, let me buy you a drink, because that it doesn't give you it, the obligation of like anything else after that, like a conversation. She could just take the drink and say thank you and then
exactly.
Like,
but that's
keep going.
What we're saying as far as like it's your approach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have some people that just approach, little mom, let me buy you a drink.
True.
Yeah.
Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I don't come that way. But
that's
I'm just saying,
I introduce myself and I talk. And if I'm like, hey, you want a drink? They say yes. If they don't, then I'm like, all right, well, if you don't drink, all right, cool. What do you do?
And then sometimes if a girl's around a group of friends, it's hard to talk to an individual girl, especially if her friends are being protected.
Because we this is good. Not all women want you to come at them
like, hey, I got you a drink.
So rather than guys to interfere,
I understand that. True.
So am I messing up my friend's chances of being with their soulmate?
See, the thing is, I can't lie.
Come full circle, bring it all back.
It's a 50-50. You can, yes. You can be saving your, protecting your friends from ignorance or wrong, you know, shit he's trying to do. Or sometimes, on the other hand, you can be pushing away their lover. So it's all... That's
but also,
that's
if I was looking for a wife, I don't think I would start in the club.
Thank you.
I wouldn't start in the club.
Thank you.
Now it's
not. That's true. Yeah, exactly. If you're looking for your wife, don't be in the club.
Yeah, I'm not looking in the club.
In the club.
So my point of why,
but that's
okay,
not like my
but that to my point of why is me buying my friends all the rounds in this mother
see, that's
and getting
thing.
Us in. On my dad.
My homeboy Ed Lee met his wife Talisa that he's still married to almost 10 years later.
In the club, huh?
In the club at Essence Festival.
Oh, and at Essence Festival, that's grown folks. That's grown folks.
That's
grown folks. But that's grown folks.
I can say, be honest, yes, you can.
What's the likelihood of that happening?
But that's grown folks, a different generation. We talk about this generation.
That you... stopping your homegirls from interacting with guys because you don't want them to feel
I was younger than I am now.
He's
playing devil's
advocate right
now. He is. He really is. He's good at it.
Cats and then crossword puzzles. I said what I said.
All I'm saying is that was then, this is now. Oh, they're all married, God. So it doesn't matter.
The cats or your home?
Well, they're all married. Now, if they are married, okay, to each his own. But if your friend wanna...
Married with kids.
I know some people that's married and all that.
But they ain't at home with their kids. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm like, hey,
no, but that's what I'm saying.
That's not my business. I don't...
But my friends are. I can't speak for other groups of women.
You out in the club.
You in the club.
You and Roger have been stale for weeks, and you need to kick back,
you
won't, buddy, all up in your grill.
I haven't been to the club in like
ages, right?
That's what you want.
Can I ask you this? What do you do to let a guy know that you want him to approach you?
I flirt in a lot of different ways.
What do you feel like is a very...
I know when a woman is
flirting
okay
with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's kind of like,
at the
very
least, if you don't know if she's flirting with you, you know when she's uncomfortable and she don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, no, and that, like, I think every woman knows how to say that in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, like, if I don't feel... Okay, for example, I know when I'm sitting in the car, if I don't feel comfortable with somebody... This is driver's side. I'm sitting like this. Mm-hmm. Like,
body language and everything.
Yeah, like, if you can't read simple things like that, okay, we're going to... questions. Run it back. What's going on here? Are you not checked in? Am I feeling you? You not feeling me? Like,
maybe
you not?
I feel like a lot of men are nervous in a sense of they don't want to give off the wrong impression.
What's the wrong impression?
I don't know. I mean, coming on too strong.
What's coming on too strong? If you know what you want, you're going to go get it. That's it.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And women like the,
this one, I don't have like much of a solid argument. I'm just trying to throw
No. But again, this is my mindset now.
Mm-hmm.
Had to ask me even last year.
This is crazy. I did not expect to get into this conversation. I thought I was just going to get a haircut.
Hey.
This is nice.
That's what happens at the shop.
I guess it's my turn to go.
You want me to sit in
charge? All in under 10 minutes, y'all. It's amazing. You want me to get out your chair, Mac?
With just a few minutes before this episode is actually scheduled to air, I am adding this small segment to say I need accountability. And I say that, and I'm adding it to this episode in particular because the way 2023 started was extremely beautiful, vulnerable, and necessary for growth. I don't want to get caught in pride because of a failure to have accountability and have community around me that is unafraid to call me out on my wrongs, but also unafraid to love me through them as I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. Yeah, that's it. That's all. I know it seems completely unrelated, but first things first, keep the main thing the main thing. God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When I say God, I mean Jesus. That's primarily what you're going to hear me, aside from my testimony, right? That's primarily what and who you're going to hear me speak of on my podcast. These are my confessions. So as I am walking with Christ, I want to live in the truth that is we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, according to Revelations 12 and 11. I, Alaysha Denise, overcome because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, meaning sharing, being vulnerable, and allowing God to do what he will with what I obey. And I say with what I obey because God's will is going to be done one way or the other, right? Yet I have noticed in my own life where I have failed and fallen flat on my face, embarrassingly. But I thank God that those lessons showed me what pride looks like coming out of me. So yeah, Happy New Year. It's 2023. It's going to be one of the best years you've ever had. It's going to be one of the best years I've ever had. Because surely we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, right? That's for sure. That is for sure. Peace, love, and the blessings of the Lord upon you. Later.